joining us now. Ron Toigo, Vancouver Giants owner, joining us. How's it going, Ron? Thanks for doing this today. Are you nervous? How nervous are you?
Well, I'm always a little bit nervous getting into these things, especially at this point.
Yeah, it has been a lot of fun, and you know what? I mean, this run has been incredible. It's this Giants team just building throughout the course of the year. They've trampled through most of the playoffs, but this series, it looks like Prince Albert certainly presents a lot of different problems, given how well they're structured this year. Yeah.
Well, I mean, each round has been a little different, and problems they've thrown at us. I think the Seattle series, you know, it was the first round, and yet, it was still a pretty difficult series to get through. And, the Victoria was a little beat up, and not as difficult. But then the Spokane, or when we went into that series, they were probably the hottest team in the league, rolling through the playoffs, but knocking off Everett and Portland. And we found a way to get through them as well. So I think the guys have really been able to figure things out as they go along. But Prince Albert by far is probably, it's been the best team in the league all year. And that's the reason, why we're here. We were the second best team. And so it's not very often the one and two teams end up meeting each other.
Yeah, it's a great matchup when it comes to WHL hockey especially. But looking at your team, and everybody's been talking about Bowen Byram all year long, as they should. The kid's had an unbelievable year. In the playoffs, though, we've also seen the character of this team come out in terms of the resilient nature. And when I think of that, it's that first line, Dimitru, Holt, and, of course, Hardy as well. That never-give-up mentality coming back in games. And is that something that, when you watch this team, of course, being the owner of the team, is, for young kids like that to have that resilient nature, it's something special to watch, isn't it?
Well, it's been fun. It's been rewarding for we call our group of 99s. That's their birth date. They, they haven't had the success that was anticipated originally by a number of them, and they really turned it on and developed into the players we thought they were. When you mentioned Nolan Hardy and Dawson Holt and Plouffe and Dendick and Goal, that's that group that's really been a big part of the success we have. Byram, well, he's just there isn't any accolade that you can come up with that he doesn't deserve for what he's achieved this year. And overall, but I think more than anything, it's the entire group, how they've the chemistry they have together and how much they care for each other, how much they work for each other. The job the coaching staff has done to get them to this point has been a big part of it.
Have you been surprised by how well this run has gone with this team?
I wouldn't say surprised. I mean, the group should have been good. I mean, yeah. I thought we might do this kind of a run last year, and we didn't. But we're kind of where we thought we should have been a couple of years ago, and it's just taken a little longer to come together. But, a lot of things have to go right in the playoffs, and they have to this point. Along the way, some of the teams we play have lost key guys in their lineup. Some guys have been suspended, and we've stayed relatively healthy, and that's the way you get on runs in the playoffs. You have to get some breaks, and hopefully you stay healthy, and so far we have.
You're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by Ron Toigo, Vancouver Giants owner. And Ron, anytime you start having discussions about great Vancouver Giants teams, and this is definitely one of them, everybody thinks back to that 07 team, the last one to make it this far. You see any similarities between that team and this team?
I think there's a lot of similarities, but probably more similarities with the 06 group, which that went to the Mem Cup in Moncton. It was our first time there, and nobody saw us coming, and all of a sudden we were there. And this is kind of built under that same kind of momentum, and a team where, that team had Gilbert Brulé and then everybody else, and this team seems to, and it's like Bowen Byram and then everybody else, where not really superstars, but everybody is a star in their own way and contributing in different ways every night. And that's really similar to the 06 group.
How much support has, the city and the surrounding areas, really gotten behind the team as the playoff run has continued?
Well, the support from the fans has been outstanding. I mean, the building, I didn't realize that building could be that loud. And the players are really fed off of it, and it's certainly been probably a big contributor to why we are this far. Our home ice advantage has been home ice advantage, and that's why it's really nice to have the three at home here after the split in Prince Albert.
Ron, this is a big month for you. Of course, the team is in the WHL Championship right now as well, but you yourself are going to be a recipient of the WAC Bennett Award at the BC Sports Hall of Fame. That's for your contribution to sport in BC over your career and over your time in British Columbia. What does that honor mean to you?
Well, it's pretty humbling when you look at the guys that have received it, and a number of them are friends of mine or have been friends of mine, and especially Pat Quinn, who's one of my best friends for a number of years, and to think that I could get an award that he's received in the past is something that I certainly would never have expected. But it's like all these awards, it's really acknowledgement of the events that we've had, but a lot of people go into making these things happen, and I'm just fortunate to be the recipient of it.
Sportsnet 650.